If you feel like the world's going a bit crazy, then listen on. I'm going to share the three habits and the three mindsets that help me cope when bad things are happening in the world without it having a huge negative impact on my health. Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello, hello, and welcome to Joyful Eating, episode number 144, 12 dozen. So today we're going to be talking about how to cope when bad things are happening in the world. Before we delve into that more serious topic, I thought I'd just share the best bite that I'd had. And I'm actually curious, like, I start these episodes sharing what I've been eating eating lately that I've really enjoyed, just because I think it's always fun when you're listening to a podcast to kind of connect a little bit more with the personal side of who you're learning from. But I'm kind of curious, like, do you enjoy listening to what I had to eat? I mean, I think it's fascinating, but I was like, maybe everyone else doesn't. So yeah, send me an email. Let me know. So it's jules@thestonesoup.com. Email me. Let me know. Do you enjoy this or not? Or if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment below and let me know, like, is this helpful? Or should I stop? Stop talking about your own food, Jules. But anyway, just between now and then, just in case you do find it helpful, just because I want to, best bite I had. So I taught a class last week for my joyful cooking group. I did a masterclass on simplifying and enjoying cooking during the holidays. And so we did some, you know, holiday things like holiday menus and stuff, but I also did a little bit on like cook's night off magic meal. So these are things to have in your repertoire to make on those days where like you've spent the whole day baking, but you still need to eat something for dinner. So one of the things I did was like a savory green smoothie bowl. So that doesn't sound, I need a better name for it. But anyway, but basically what it was frozen spinach, so defrosted, and then I mixed the frozen spinach with some Greek yogurt and a bit of salt and had that in the bottom of the bowl. And then I had some poached eggs on top and some baharat spice, which is a Lebanese spice blend, and then some roast pistachios and some dried cranberries, just give it that kind of holiday Christmassy vibe. And it was so good. Like, I'm loving these whole savory yogurt bowls so much so that I had one for lunch yesterday as well. And that one I used just sumac on it instead of the other flavor bombs. And it was so, so good. Just like that kind of comforting custody kind of vibe, but savory and green at the same time. So it feels like it's nourishing and doing you good. So really loving those. So recipe coming soon. Anyway, so plan for today. First of all, I'm going to share like the story behind this episode. Like, why am I choosing to talk about how I cope when bad things are happening in the world? And unfortunately, at the moment, there seems to be a lot of bad things happening. So then I'm going to share with you what I don't do. And I think that's a really great place to start, is because oftentimes we just go into autopilot and we do things that are actually self-destructive or less than helpful. So stopping those destructive behaviors is a really key first part. And then I'm going to share what I focus on instead. And then I've got like two tiny steps that you can take from this episode and apply to your life, like tomorrow or today or this week. So that's a plan. So the story behind this episode, of course, if you're living in the world and you're not living under a rock, you'd be aware of like all the war in Israel and what's going on there. And we actually, in my group, the Naturally Healthy Club, actually had someone in the group this time who lives in Israel, which is really fascinating to get her insights into like what it's like to be there. And she'd posted in the group and just shared like war and talking about how all this was going on and that it just seemed frivolous to be focusing on weight and food and health when it's like life and death stuff going on where she lives. So of course, like, yeah, I agreed with her 100%. But it got me thinking about, for those of us that aren't actually living in a war zone, like how we show up as well. And the other thing that got me thinking about this was just noticing, you know, a lot of people that I follow, coaches and people like that, posting about, you know, their experience and how bad the world is at the moment. And I was just like, okay, I think I want to share like my approach to when things bad happen in the world and how to do that. And the other thing that made me think about this was when I was in Ireland, was staying with my Irishman's mom, and in Limerick, which, and she has this habit of listening to the radio all the time. Like it's just on. It's like, so you get the news every hour. And I was like, wow, like found it really confronting to be like hearing the news all the time. And so that also like got me thinking about the media and that, the role that that plays. So when bad things are happening in the world, here's what I don't do. And the first thing is like, I don't let myself indulge in overwhelm or doom scrolling or like going down that rabbit hole. Like I actually got this idea from Tim Ferriss years ago, like probably 15 years ago when I read his book, The 4-Hour Work Week, of living like a low information diet and actually making a conscious, intentional choice to not tune into the news. And like, I haven't read it, like I don't never read the newspaper, even when I used to read the newspaper, I only used to read the food section anyway, most of the time. But yeah, I actually made that conscious choice to limit the media that I expose myself to. And I think that's helpful, but I also, of course, like living in the world, like, and I go on Instagram or whatever, like I do see things. And so when things are happening in the world and I am exposed to them, I don't ever use that as a reason for me to start feeling overwhelmed and start feeling like everything's pointless. And, you know, I don't decide that, oh, everything's pointless and the world's a terrible place and that I shouldn't even try to take care of myself. Like the thought doesn't even cross my mind, right? And the first thing I invite you not to do is like use like bad things happening in the world as a reason to not take care of your own backyard or to like let it get you into a bad place as well. That doesn't help. You being overwhelmed, you letting, not taking care of yourself doesn't make the world a better place. It doesn't help those people that are living with the horrors of war in Israel. It doesn't help the children that, you know, who are now grown up adults who suffered, you know, from Catholic priests in the Catholic Church, like they were molested and all those sorts of things. Like I was hearing about this on the radio in Ireland, like these, you know, men in their 60s who are still like have carried those scars through their whole lives. Like bad things are happening all the time, and we just have sometimes more or less visibility of those things and more awareness in the world about what's going on. But basically, you know, this is just part of life on planet Earth, is that there is suffering, and using any current affair as a reason to indulge in overwhelm and to let yourself go isn't helpful. And so what do we want to do instead? So what I like to focus on instead are two things. First of all, my mindset and the thoughts that I'm having around this, of course, and because that determines how I feel about it. And then the next part is my habits. And so in terms of my mindset is, first of all, I approach this with acceptance. And I actually did a whole episode on the power of acceptance. But my view on the world is that, yeah, there are bad things that happen, and that at any moment in time, there's humans that are suffering, and, you know, little children that are being molested. That's the reality of the world that we live in. Wars where people's homes are being destroyed, where their lives are, you know, they're being blown apart. Like that is part of life on planet Earth. And I wish that it was different? Absolutely. Do I think that we should do everything we can to minimize these bad things happening? Absolutely. But fighting against them and thinking that they shouldn't be happening doesn't help anyone. So accepting that this is the world we live in is the first place. And from that place of acceptance, doesn't mean that I'm agreeing with it, but it just means, okay, I'm not using all this energy fighting against what's going on and thinking that it shouldn't be going on. I'm able to channel my energy into the things that I can control. So acceptance is really key. And then the next mindset that I have that I think is really helps me with this is just this thought that when I take care of myself, everyone benefits. So rather than thinking, oh, you know, it's frivolous of me to be taking care of myself, or it's, you know, a luxury that I like, you know, that it's in some way me taking care of myself diminishes from the world, I actually fully believe that when I take care of myself, the whole world benefits. If I'm in a better place physically, emotionally, mentally, I have more capacity to give more. I have more capacity to help other people. So when I take care of myself, it's actually in the highest service of me, but also in the highest service of my family and the world. Just a quick break to say thank you for listening to Joyful Eating. I don't run ads on the podcast, so the only way this podcast grows is by word of mouth. So if you've received value from my work, I'd be so grateful if you took a few seconds to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. I appreciate you. Now back to the show. the third mindset piece that I have around this is I have this fundamental belief that I am important and that I am worth it. If you feel like you're like any of those pieces are missing for you, I invite you to just try them on. Like these are just beliefs are just thoughts that we can choose to think. And you are, I give you permission to try these beliefs on for yourself. So believing, like just first of all, that accepting that we live in a world where bad things happen and it's not great, but it is what it is. Then this thought that when I take care of myself, everyone benefits. And you like, if you think that through and think about like, you know that to be true. Like when you are in a better place, when you are feeling well cared for, you have so much more capacity to care for others and push out more good energy into the world. And then just this thought that you're important and you're worth it. Like that's just, let me tell you that just by being born, you being a human on the earth, you are valuable. You are worthy of good things. And like zip, like no arguments there. Like just trust me that you are. So we've got the mindset piece and then we've got the habits. I thought about this and I think the three key habits that I have that really help when bad things are happening in the world is first I have the thing that I call my daily practice, which is something I teach people inside the Naturally Healthy Club. But basically what that is every day I just take a few minutes to set an intention for the day of how I want the day to go. And that's thinking through like what meals am I going to have? Am I going to be having snacks? Am I drinking wine? Am I having ice cream? Like whatever it is, but just setting an intention of how I want the day to go. So that's my first habit, cornerstone habit that I will continue to do. Even when bad things are happening in the world, I still make those 2 minutes for myself. The next habit I have is mostly eating proper meals. So actually for me, that's lunch and then I have a snack and then I have dinner, an afternoon tea. So I have lunch, afternoon tea and dinner. And that's something that I continue to do even when bad things are happening in the world. It's like I still have my regular meals. I don't start grazing randomly and not cooking stuff and just grabbing whatever. Like I still make the effort to make, not that it takes a lot of effort with my like style of cooking, but yeah, like I still make time for proper meals. And then the third habit that I have that I can do regardless of what's going on in the world is I have this habit of listening to my body. So that means what that looks like is like just tuning into when I am eating, tuning into how I physically, like how my tummy physically feels and just paying attention. And then like when I feel satisfied, when I feel like I've had enough, I stop rather than overeating. Because, and that's another thing, is like me overeating and using food to like cope against bad things happening in the world doesn't help the bad things, doesn't help the people that are suffering one iota, and it just causes more suffering in the world because then I feel gross later. So I really dial in and I notice I pay careful attention when I'm feeling a bit blah, that I really tune in to, rather than using my brain, I like really tune into my body and give myself that gift of listening to my body. So yeah, just to recap, so what we don't want to do is indulge in overwhelm. We don't want to like decide that life is pointless and or that everything's pointless because there's suffering in the world. What we want to do instead is focus on our mindset. So just accepting that this is the world we live in, accepting and using this powerful thought that when I take care of myself, everyone benefits, and also that I'm important and I'm worth it. And then the habits that go along with that are, for me, my daily practice. So just setting an intention for the day is what something that you could do, having proper meals rather than randomly grazing, and then also listening to my body. And so what's one tiny step that you can take moving forward this week, today? I'd invite you to just choose one mindset thing to play around with this week. So it might be just accepting, yep, bad things are happening in the world and it's okay. And just accepting that that's where we're at. Or it might be that you want to adopt that thought of when I take care of myself, everyone benefits. You choose just one of those thoughts that you find helpful. And that can be enough. Like, so if you just want to go with the thought work, you can practice the thought work. But if you do feel like you'd like to do some more, then I invite you to choose one of those habits to start to build into your life. And it might be like probably the easiest one is just, you know, focus on having meals rather than just randomly grazing. Like give yourself that gift of sitting down for actual lunch, and or give yourself the gift of like actually, you know, prioritizing making yourself or buying or going out for a nice dinner so that you're getting regular nutrition. So yeah, just an experiment with that. And if you would like some help with this, then I invite you to join the wait list for the Naturally Healthy Club. So next enrollment won't be till we're starting next group in March next year, but you can get started with those tiny steps straight away. So have a beautiful week, and I hope, you know, just accepting where this is the world that we live in, I hope that this is helpful, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Okay, bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, and I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.